Cathedral of Death by Hassan El-Wazani. I'm not concerned with the bloodiest wars of the world. I'm not bound to its decline by the silliest of its abysses, battlefronts, public interests, the peaceful histories of nations, killers of Jesus Christ, the right wing, its extreme, the north, its nearest side. Concerned am I with the primordial matter of darkness, the exiles of clay descending from the dynasties of fools, the dwellers of the underground halls where the river is my sleeping place, the seven skies prayer rugs to my sinful soul, and women are shadows to some lust or the groaning of a fighter dying close to his military equipment, his hand on his heart, and his eyes bulging out of his cheeks. The Athenian boy in person, the boy climbing the stairs of betrayal, the grandson of Father Keros, discovered at once that wisdom is the refuse of the mills of stupidity, that the horizon is narrower than the gate of Troy, and that nothing deserves dying for. Far away from the perfume of Venus, closer to the mirage of victory, he then wished he had extra breath to wed his burnished sword to fire and roam the earth. His guide, the astrolabe of desire and lust, his refuge, and wished the heart broadened a little to contain Aphrodite's splendor that is close to the borders of extreme drunkenness, and wished God gave him the earth as a present, so that the islands of language become his own moons, and he become the Lord. To him letters and the howdah of meaning bow, to him the windmills appear. And when he realized that death is the chant of the moment, he put fire in his coffin and mounted the cloud of his exhausted heart. The Athenian boy in person, the runaway of the Acropolis, the boy whose footsteps I pursue, the ever-traveling boy. His shadow became a cloud of questions.